I've made it to Cambridge, a place that's obviously not been mapped by TomTom yet properly, because I zigzagged my way through the streets and got lost. But I was already an hour late before I got here. Luckily, the massively understanding people at AMA, hello.
Hi.
were like, yeah, turn up whenever, we work late. You work late doing what? You're Julie Aldridge, aren't you?
I am, yes. I'm the director of the AMA, which is Arts Marketing Association. We're a membership body for anyone working to bring art and audiences together. So we've got about 2,000 members across the UK and some internationally, and we provide a whole range of services to help them with their development and help them improve their relationship with their audiences. So things like conferences, workshops, coaching, mentoring, publications, all that sort of thing.
The whole shebang.
The whole shebang.
And it's very interesting when you put art, I almost said art, I was trying to cross art and marketing, but right. You can't cross the
you
word because it's that difficult to put the two in the same sentence anyway, isn't it, really?
It is.
People say art should sell itself.
Oh. If only it did.
Yeah, if only it did. Is it more about getting people out now? Getting people out and making them aware of what's going on where? Because we're getting lazier and we expect all our media and content and art to be fed to us?
I think so. And it's about engaging them with on a whole range of different levels and that are meaningful and relevant to them in their lives today and really understanding them and how the arts plays a part in their within their life. We do a lot of events that are about kind of the role that they have digitally and how the arts are changing and becoming more relevant to people today.
Brilliant. I know that ever since I got involved in social media and social networking, art has become incredibly more relevant to me. So many people are talking in a more artistic way as much as using art to get their message across and such, whatever that may be. Let's get on with the conversation, and I have a lovely hot cup of tea here. Quite hot. Yeah. I'm going to turn this off. So thanks very much for welcoming so nicely.
Thank you.